This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. World powers got back to negotiating with Iran in Geneva today, with some saying a deal is closer than it's been in a decade to curb Iran's nuclear program in exchange for lifting of some sanctions. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has more on this and world oil prices.
A preliminary nuclear deal would lift some financial sanctions on Iran, but the oil exporting embargo wouldn't be relaxed until a more comprehensive deal is reached, 6 months from now or more. Stephen Shork is an energy analyst in Philadelphia.
And then you add in the potential of Iranian oil making it into market. Well, you know, that's a lot of supply at a time, I might add, of a significant amount of domestically produced oil, both here in the United States and then across our border in Canada. And it does set the table for lower oil prices as we look ahead through the winter and into next summer's driving season.
There are estimates that Iran could ship another million barrels of oil a day once its wells are up to full capacity again. But Iran's return to the market might not be so very disruptive to global supplies and prices, says Shork. That's because Iranian oil has kept flowing all along to India and China, which ignore Western sanctions. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.